Can you talk about how you approach the man who presents with metastatic disease and what the key trials are that are shaping your decisions and how your approach changes when the patient gets older, the patient has more disease versus less disease?
I think, well, basically, one thing we need to pay attention is the presentation of the disease. For example, how many metastases the patient has, whether it's lymph node disease only, bone disease, visceral disease, because the prognosis is truly different and actually the clinical management might change. So, for example, for men with oligometastatic disease, we now have level one evidence that a local treatment with radiation therapy on top of a systemic treatment makes a difference, and this is true for both progression-free survival, but also, and of course, most importantly, for overall survival. And that was demonstrated about a year ago in the STAMPEDE phase 3 trial. So, in other words, we're now integrating local radiation therapy in men with oligometastatic disease, say a man with lymph node disease only, or a gentleman with less than 3 bone metastases and no visceral disease.
Can I just clarify, are you talking about radiating the primary or treating the primary, not the mets, right?
We are actually using radiation therapy directed to the primary because we have level one evidence that we should do it in these men, but not towards the metastasis. And for this question, phase 3 trials are currently underway.
Really? You mean treating oligometastatic disease versus not randomized trials?
Correct.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
What are the sites that usually nodes? Where do you see oligomets with prostate usually?
Well, usually it's either lymph nodes or bone metastasis. So bone metastasis, the definition, of course, is debatable and nobody knows exactly how many mets do you need to have to be qualified or considered as an oligometastatic man. But let's say that it's somewhere between 1 to 5, you know, something reasonable. And actually, some people think that it's more 3 or something. But it could be also lymph node disease. And with more recent imaging, PSMA PET, PET colline, whole body MRI, we see more and more of these men with, say, 1, 2, 3 lymph nodes here and there in the pelvis or in the retroperitoneum. So whether we should treat locally with radiation or maybe with surgery, actually, these mets, we don't know. And again, trials are randomly testing this hypothesis.
Really interesting.